News. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back. More of the best in money advice, if I may say so myself, the best in money strategies, the best in money information, the best in everything right here. It's the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. We're doing what we do, as I said, best every single day right here. I'm Johnny Dean, as always, hosting with my buddy, Professor Rick Plum, who is here again for this hour's strategy session. And there's a lot of strategy here. We've got this hour and next hour. We're going to be talking first up, a segment or two, anyway, about a question that's often on the minds of many homeowners. And that might be you. And the question is whether or not you should work toward paying off your mortgage early. And by early, I mean, you know, before the 30 years or 15 years are up, whatever you signed up for. Sometimes I would say it's not an easy decision. Sometimes it is an easy decision. It could go both ways. But for most people, their mortgage is their biggest debt. So it might sound logical that paying it off early would always be the best choice. But hey, that's simply not true. For everyone, the emotional part of this decision can also make a big difference in what you ultimately decide to do. And of course, that's perfectly fine. But we're going to talk about some of the numbers here. We're going to provide a strategy for you, all coming up here in just a moment, along with anything else that's on your mind. So if you got a question for the Brain Trust, now is a great time to give us a call. Lines open for you, 877-PLANNER. 877-752-6637. I did say most of the line. In fact, I think all the lines are open at the moment here at the top of the hour. So give us a call. Send us your emails. Go over to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Click on the Find Your Answer link, and you can take it easily from there. We do have emails to get to. Professor Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You should know by now that you need a bucket strategy. You need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your needs. You call Professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You meet with an advisor, get your strategy up and running. Everyone's situation is, of course, different, and everyone's retirement plan is also different. Don't try to do this on your own, folks. It's just too important. Again, the number to reach them off the air, 800-644-1150, and on the air, again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll talk about anything that's on your mind. A lot of things that are, something that's on a lot of people's minds, Professor, is that mortgage. You know, there are people who don't care what their mortgage is. They figure as long as I can make the monthly payment, I'll tough it out for the next 30 years. And, you know, if I keep this same interest rate and the same mortgage 20 years from now, I'm going to be paying for it with cheaper dollars. So it's not all that big of a deal. But there are others who look at this. And they look at the amount of interest that they're told they're going to have to pay over the next 20, 30 years.
Well, that's the common side of the pay off your mortgage early, because look at the interest you'll be saving.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's a significant amount of interest. I mean, even at the low interest rates, when you compound it over 30 years, it's a decent sized number for sure.
It is.
But it's only half the equation.
It is. It's only half of the equation that has about six halves to it. I think, because on the one hand, we're going to take your calls here in just a second, so we're going to get into this topic more in depth coming up. But on the one hand, Professor, you have the idea that I could save myself a whole lot of interest. On the other hand, this is a 30-year commitment, and interest rates are low. Am I really doing anything by getting rid of a, you know, sometimes 3.5% liability? And then on the third hand, if you want to make a third hand, you say, but I just hate having this hanging over my head.
Well, and that's a true issue. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that paying off your mortgage is the worst thing in the world and you should never do it. A lot of people will actually pay money towards their mortgage and try to get it done. And if they don't pay it towards a mortgage, they don't put it into investing. So you do have to understand who you are and whether or not you will be disciplined enough. Some people are disciplined enough to pay more on the mortgage, but they're not disciplined enough to pay the same extra amount into an investment portfolio, an IRA, a Roth IRA, or something of that nature. So you have to know yourself a little bit. And paying off the mortgage, hey, there are worse things in life than being free and clear.
Well, there are. Once it's done, it's always a, I would suggest that it's always a good thing to be out of that debt. Once it's done, it's the question of how you get there.
But I've seen people pay off the mortgage without paying off the really high interest rate credit cards.
Sure.
I've seen people pay an extra $100, $200 a month against the mortgage to be, with the intent of paying off their mortgage sooner than it would have otherwise been paid off, and ignore savings, ignore 401k matches, and ignore other areas. But their time horizon went from 30 years down to 27 years. And so that's a little foreshadowing. Time horizon has a lot to do, in my opinion, with what you should consider when you're talking about paying off a mortgage.
Yeah, so we're going to get into some of those details, some of the strategies involved, and, of course, take your questions as well. Okay, I know we got some folks on hold already. That's nice to see. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We're going to take your phone calls here, but we still have two or three lines open. I can't tell. 877-752-6637. Taking your calls, let's move along first this hour to Paul in Seattle, Washington. Hi, Paul.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm 66 years old, retired. I've got a portfolio of about $3.5 million, and then about some real estate valued over $1 million, two pieces. And I have all of my debt on my residence, and that debt is about $740,000. And that's divided into two loans. They both originated as home equity lines of credit. One of them is about $230,000, and that was modified and fixed at 3%. The other is about $495,000 at prime minus a point, so allowable to pay interest only if I choose. And so, of course, that's currently at 2.5%. Its draw period ends in April of 2018, at which point it will convert into a 20-year amortized at whatever prime minus a point turns out to be, and fixed at that rate. I am struggling constantly with what should I do regarding this debt. And I mean, obviously, there's some tax benefits for having a mortgage, and I'm benefiting from that. But with the direction of interest rates, and even what could happen next month, it's like every quarter point that home equity goes up, or the prime goes up, that's an extra $100 or so a month that I have to put into it.
Right.
So I have about $400,000 of cash, which is doing me basically no good. I could apply a good chunk of that to one or the other of those loans. If I applied it to one of them, I'm thinking maybe it should be the home equity line, because that's the variable, and the other one, 6-3, is a pretty good deal. So anyway, like I say, this loan has kind of been a monkey on my back, and I'm just trying to figure out the best direction to go considering my circumstances.
Now, the $400,000, the almost $500,000 one, that one, once it does amortize, it is still adjustable every year at prime minus one, and they just give you a new payment to balance out the amortization, right?
Well, that's not my understanding. My understanding is that it fixes at that point.
And it fixes, and it's then fixed for the remaining 20?
That's my understanding.
I would just want to confirm that.
Yeah, I will. That's a good question. I may be under a false presumption.
Most equity lines that I've seen where they're a drawdown of 10 years and then an amortization over 15 or 20 years still stay variable through that period of time. It's just that they re-amortize it every year, every 6 months, whatever their indexing dates are. Same thing. They go to the prime minus one. But now, if it's going to be fixed at 20 years and never go up again, then the decision to pay it down or not pay it down will be dependent upon what happens on the day that it fixes over that 20. Because if you can fix it at 2.5, where it is now, if prime doesn't go up anything between now and when it amortizes, the 2.5 is better than the 3% if they're both fixed.
Right.
But if it then amortizes and is readjusted every year, which I think is probably the case, then I'd probably then consider paying that one down instead of the one that's 3% fixed. Now, the question is, let's assume you do not pay off these mortgages. Let's assume, hey, at 2.5%, I may not pay either one of these off. You can make the payments. If it fixes it, you know, for the rest of the 20-year period of time, it may not make any sense to pay either one of these off with the backstop of the incomes that you have. So let's assume that you're not going to pay these off. What would you consider doing with that $400,000?
Well, I've been keeping it as a buffer against variations in the market, sort of to reduce my beta, and also as kind of a first bucket to go to in the event that I need it.
Okay, so we need to have some amount of cash to be able to sleep at night. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, and I could go less, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably more, yeah.
So how much in cash do we need to be able to sleep at night?
Well, I kind of figured I should probably have $100,000 in cash.
Okay, so let's make sure we keep $100,000 in cash. Now we're only talking about $300,000 to be able to pay down the mortgage.
Yeah, I tell you what, hold on a second, Paul. I'm going to have Professor Paul. I've got to take a quick break. I want you to, in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to come back with some strategy here with Professor Rick Plum regarding what you should do with this mortgage. Because, yeah, I'm sitting here trying to figure out that I can come up with both pros and cons for this myself. So hold on, Paul. We'll come right back to you in just a couple of minutes. We have three lines open. I was verifying that. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. More of your phone calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Taking your calls, 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Coming back to Paul in Seattle. We were talking to Paul here before the break. Now, Paul's got a bunch of money personal and got some money in real estate, a few mil, and a mortgage. It's about $740,000, broken up into a couple of different parts here. His problem, Paul, as I understand it, your problem is you've been going back and forth as to whether or not it's a good idea to pay this off, right?
That's correct. And one factor I didn't throw in is the possibility of moving from this residence within the next 5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, Professor, what does that do with our strategy here?
Well, it shortens the time horizon so that, you know, the fixed idea, I mean, you know, the fixed loan at 3%, that's a really neat idea for 30 years, but fixed for a couple of years, and we might do better. But we only have $400,000. Where's the other $3.5 million invested? Is it tax-deferred accounts, IRAs, 401ks, and things of that nature?
Predominantly in qualified accounts.
Okay, so it's really expensive to get to. You know, the fact that you're going to probably sell in 5 years. Now, is making the payment right now a difficulty to you? Do you have enough income coming in from all these different sources? So that making the go ahead.
Right now, my payments are roughly $2,100 a month for that $740,000. So it's very manageable. But with creeping interest rates, of course, I'm worried about, you know, of course, that creeping up. And if I fixed it, obviously, it would probably end up being a higher monthly payment as well.
Right. Well, it's going to be higher at some point. The question is, will it be higher, that much higher over the next 5 years to warrant fixing it, depending upon the cost of fixing it? So this is going to come down to a little bit of an emotional issue as well. You've been going back and forth. You've got this $300,000, and I say 300 because we want $100,000 just in case money, emergency money, and this current mortgage is going to turn into an amortized mortgage pretty soon, so the ability to draw down on it's going to go away. So your choice is either, you know, pay it down and then redo another interest only for 7 years or 8 years, 10 years, so that you are paying interest only, keep your payment down, and pay all 400 of it. And then if you do need 100, you can always get it back. And that's now earning more than you would have from that 100,000 earning in cash. So that would be one option, is to redo this loan to, because you're going to move probably in 5 years anyway, right? And so
that's my thinking.
And so having a drawdown period over the next 5 years, and instead of having a, you know, $490,000 mortgage, you have a $90,000 mortgage that even if interest rates go up, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And if you, and you still, even though I just took that $100,000 I set off to the side, if you need to get that $100,000, if we have another 10-year drawdown period, we can always get it back. But in the meantime, right now that $100,000 is earning less than 1%, and if you pay it against the equity line, it's earning basically 2.5% or whatever the new interest rate would be. I would tend to go that way with it, given the flexibility and what you're trying to accomplish in the next couple of years.
To just go ahead and get a new home equity line and
try to get one.
Draw period.
And try assuming you can get one similar to what you have now, prime minus one or so.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. But,
so how much do you think it would be? And so a lot of this deals with how much the new loan would be. Because if you can't get a new one with a similar rate, then you keep the 100 off and put the 300 into it, because it's only going to be a couple of years anyway. So can you earn enough on that $300,000 to offset what you're paying in interest? I know you're only paying 2.5%, but over the next 2-3 years, where can you earn 2-3% on fixed or fairly safe money that, you know, and even an after-tax amount? Because we're comparing after-tax to after-tax. You got to earn X amount of dollars minus the taxes to, you know, to make sure you're earning at least 2.5%, because that's what it's costing you on the mortgage, but the mortgage is tax deductible.
So, and what would your strategy be if I decided to stay beyond the 5 years, let's say indefinitely?
Well, you're not currently taking very much money out of the $3.5 million, I'm assuming, right?
No, I'm taking nothing out of it.
So I would probably look to fix the mortgage. I'd try to fix it as soon as possible. When did you say the pay down period is over on that second mortgage?
It is April of 2018.
Oh, so it's a year and a half away.
Yeah.
So interest rates could go up quite a bit between now and then.
Right.
Well, the first thing I would do, yeah, I would still probably, I just don't like variable rates. I might try to make a proposal to the bank to fix it now. I don't think they will.
Yeah, they probably won't.
I tried that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Worth a shot.
I'd probably pay about, I'd probably pay half of it down. I'd pay about $300,000 against it, leaving myself with a, call it a $200,000 mortgage. And then I would turn my $3.5 million tax-deferred portfolio into an income-generating portfolio, basically a bucket strategy. That $3.5 million will give me more than enough money to make that payment, even if it goes up a little bit. And I can even accelerate the pay down on that over time, because that $3.5 million would probably give me, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a month of income that you're not taking right now, and you're going to have to take in the not too distant future anyway.
4 years.
Right. So of the two loans, if I were to totally get rid of the 3% fixed, that would be less desirable than paying down the home equity, in your opinion?
Well, if you think that you might stay there, I'm more worried about the, and again, going back to the very first thing I mentioned, if this new mortgage fixes and stays fixed for 20 years, I'm still worried about where the interest rates go in the next 18 months. I think they'll go I think they'll go higher than that 3%. So I'm still going to focus. I'll leave the 3% alone. I'm not paying an extra dime on that 3% until I have an idea of whether you're going to stay there or not. And so I'm not going to go after it. 3% is fixed for another 25, 30 years. That's like gold in this particular world.
Yeah.
The 2.5 that's variable, though, I'm a little bit worried about. And so I'm going to try to contain that one a little bit, but I want to, you know, you've got plenty of income capability. Set yourself up so that you can, hey, worst case scenario, the interest rates do go up. You've got $150,000, $160,000, $180,000 a year coming in. You can pay off that sucker in a couple of years if interest rates are going to go up, and they're not going to go up that fast that it's going to be a huge issue. But you're going to have to start paying the taxes on that, that large portfolio at some point in the next, as John mentioned, 4 years or so from now, when you turn 70 and a half anyway. So,
are you suggesting that I start accelerating the pay down of the variable with a qualified money income stream?
I'm suggesting you start taking the income stream and enjoying it. We can wait to see what's going to happen with the variable rate between now and April of next of 18. And if it doesn't go up, then we fix it in. And again, go back to the question of, does it fix for 20 or does it fix and reamortize every year? And then use that extra money, because you're going to have to take it out anyway, right?
Right.
So I doubt I can get you to spend the extra $10,000 or $15,000 a month that's coming in, right?
Right. I'm just looking at current year tax increases and all of that.
You're going to have a current year tax increase in the not too distant future anyway.
Right, but I have 4 years until then.
So.
And all that's going to do is postpone and create a bigger tax year.
Right, right.
But hey, I understand that. You know, you actually have to pay taxes now. I mean, if you can wait, I suppose.
If you're not going to start taking money out of it, then I would definitely take the $300,000 and pay it against the mortgage, just in case the interest rates go up.
Paul, I got to take a break. If you want to talk more about this off the air, we'll be happy to do so. Hang on, in fact, so we can maybe get into a little bit more detail on this with Professor Plum off the air. All right, 877 Planner. We got some folks on hold, but lines open for you. Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back after this.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Talking Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Actually, that's the title of the show, but in reality, we're talking this hour about mortgages. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. 877-PLANNER, our number. If you've got questions, give us a call. It does not have to be on mortgages. Although this is a big topic for many people, as we've seen with the calls we've had so far, Professor Plum, that paying off a mortgage is a big decision. Now, our last caller, Paul, had plenty of money. He didn't want to touch it. And you know, whether you have $4.5 million or whether you have $450,000 or whether you have some number even less than that, you know, having the money to pay off your mortgage doesn't mean that you're able to do so very easily.
He has about $400,000 in cash, and he feels that $100,000 is necessary to let him sleep well at night.
To have just to keep.
To keep in
right.
cash.
Yeah.
He may or may not move in the next 5 years. He has two mortgages. One's a fixed 3%. The other one's a variable 2.5%. And he's worried about the variable over time of what's going to happen.
Well, because in about a year and a half, it's going to reset to whatever the interest rates are.
It resets every year, and then it's going to amortize over a final 20-year period of time. And most of them that I've seen amortize every year after that. And they change their payment every year, depending upon the interest rate at that time. And so the question is, what does he do with the mortgage? I would not do anything with a 3% mortgage right now. I'd just pay that payment and keep going. And if I live in the house for the next 20 years, keep paying that one. If I sell it in the next 5 years, well, then I'll pay it off then. But I'm not going to touch that one. The one I'm worried about is the 2.5.
And that's what he's got about $500,000 left.
Just under $500,000 left on it. But he's got quite a large personal portfolio, or I should say tax-deferred portfolio, that he's a little reluctant to touch right now because he doesn't want to increase his tax return or the tax liability. And I totally understand that. But we also remember that the money in that IRA, you're not saving the taxes by not taking it today. You're deferring them. And so depending upon what the tax will be when it ultimately comes out, either during your lifetime or during your heir's lifetime, somebody's going to pay the tax on that money no matter what. And so what I would look at doing is using my current tax liability to my advantage. If I have room in the current tax bracket that I have, I would definitely start taking money out of the IRA now and using it if I want to either convert it to Roth IRA or pay down the mortgage. If I convert it to Roth IRA, then if ever I want to pay down the mortgage, I can always pull it back out and pay off the mortgage if interest rates go up. But if interest rates stay low and this thing does amortize over a final 20, and it is fixed for the final 20, then I wouldn't take any extra out and I'll just leave the money in the Roth IRA. But I'd want to use some tax management, you know, not just take nothing out, but look at where I am on my tax return and say, I am at X taxable income. How much more room do I have without jumping into another bracket? And then on the other side, if I'm in the 25 and I'm only going into the 28, I'm not too worried about that 3% jump. If I'm in the 15 and I'm going to the 25, okay, 10% jump I'm not happy with. So we have to look at what is that marginal increase? How much more do I have? And plan accordingly, because as I said, it's just a tax deferral by not taking it today. You're going to pay it, I shouldn't
Somebody.
Say you. Somebody's.
Well, okay, let's.
It probably won't be him because he's living on it with the mortgage payment and not touching the IRA.
Well, that's the thing. And so maybe what he's thinking is, and I can agree with this too, perhaps, is that maybe he's got heirs who could stretch it out over a much longer lifespan, take a required minimum distribution that's a lot lower, and pay it in an even lower tax bracket.
Depending upon how many heirs he has, the total RMD will be higher, yeah, probably for the heirs. But I mean, we'll see. But it's a matter of somebody's going to pay the taxes.
Somebody's going to pay the taxes. He just doesn't want it to
but
be him.
Obviously, now, he doesn't like this decision. He doesn't like the idea of this mortgage out there. He doesn't like the idea of interest rates potentially going up and creating more cash flow than anyone. So the only way to solve that issue, the one that's keeping him awake at night, is to pay it down. So what he could do is take a good chunk, $200,000 to $300,000 of his cash, and pay it down. In the next year and a half, he can borrow it back out until he finds out what the amortization is going to be. So he could pay it down, save that 2.5% in interest. Okay, yeah, it's tax deductible, so it's more like,
it's close enough.
But over a 18-month period of time, you can't earn 2.5% on a safe account.
Yeah.
I mean, not 2 years, not 1.5. Well, it's only 1.5 years.
Yeah.
So I would pay down some of that mortgage. I would start taking some money out of my IRA up to the tax bracket, maybe even the next bracket, depending upon the jump I'm looking at there, and look at other areas. Now, on the other side, I don't want to go past the Medicare threshold, because that may increase my Medicare.
Boy, there's just, it's like a balancing act.
It's a balancing act.
It's keeping the plates spinning properly at the right time and making sure they don't fall, but at the same time not knocking other plates over, trying to keep one of them spinning, if you want to look at it that way. So there are a lot of moving parts to this. This comes back once again to the question that we'd asked at the top of the hour, and that is, who should consider paying off their mortgage and who should not? And when does the emotional factor of the whole thing completely overshadow everything else? So let's talk for a second about who should consider paying off their mortgage.
Well, it has to do with how soon can you have it paid off. In Paul's situation, he can have it paid off fairly quickly. It's just a matter of where he's going to get the money to do it. Who should not? People that don't have the money, obviously, to pay it all off at once. People that can't have it paid off even by adding extra payments in the next short period of time, short period being 5, 6, 7 years. If all you're doing is adding $100 a month to your payment, you know, you've got a $1,000 a month payment, you're adding $100 a month to it, and you're going to shorten it from a 30-year down to a 21-year, we have to look at what could you earn on that $100 a month investment over that same 21-year period of time. And if you think you can earn a rate of return equal to or greater than the cost of the money, the cost of the mortgage, then I would say don't pay off the mortgage, assuming you have the discipline. Save that $100 a month, preferably in a Roth IRA if you have the ability, and just let it grow over the next 21 years. Then you get out 21 years and you say, well, I'm not paid off now. I would have been paid off if I'd put that $100 a month into my mortgage, but now I've got this balance remaining and I hate this. Well, look at the IRA. Look at the Roth IRA. How much is in there? And if you've earned the same amount or more than the cost of the mortgage, you have more money in the Roth IRA than you have outstanding balance. And assuming you're 59 and a half at that point, well, even if you're not 59 and a half, you've got a big chunk of that Roth IRA. You could withdraw and wipe out the remaining balance and then wait until 59 and a half, take out the rest and get rid of the balance and have extra money left over. And you will have maintained a better tax deduction. Everybody likes that part. But the cash flow is identical. The ending result is you end up with more cash, as long as you can earn an amount equal to or greater than the cost of the mortgage over that lifetime or that period of time that you would have that mortgage. So if it's only a 3, 4, 5 year period of time, it's unlikely that you can earn 3, 4, 5, 3 or 4% over that same period of time. If it's 15, 20, 25 year period of time, yeah, especially with dollar cost averaging, it's very likely that you will create a rate of return in excess of the cost of that mortgage. So let's look at how we're going to do this. And for those people that have very high mortgages but can't refinance it for some reason, maybe paying extra into it makes sense. Well, and paying extra into it can make sense on a couple of things. First off, you're saving interest, so it's difficult to earn that much interest, and you're bringing your balance down, and maybe at some point you'll be able to refinance it. So there's lots of moving parts here.
Yeah,
when we're looking at this.
Now, that strategy you just mentioned, which is a really good one, now, there was a lot of information there. And we're going to go over it in detail, if not in the next segment, then in the next hour, because I think it's an important thing to understand how this particular strategy works. Now, who should not consider paying off the mortgage?
Well, somebody who is likely to be sued, maybe.
Somebody who doesn't
have enough money to pay it off very soon, in a short period of time.
So in other words, if you owe 20, if you got a 28-year mortgage and you only have enough left over to maybe bring it down to a 26-year mortgage.
Again, that's a time horizon issue.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who should not pay off their mortgage, but that has the cash. Well, somebody who's, let's say they have a $250,000 mortgage and they have $250,000 in an IRA. Well, that's somebody who probably should not pay off their mortgage, because to get to that 250, I'm not talking about Paul.
At least not with that money.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Paul, our last caller, who had $3.5 million in an IRA,
yeah,
and he owed $500,000. I'm talking about somebody who may have $500,000 in their IRA and they owe $400,000 on their house. Well, it's going to take every bit of that mortgage plus some to get, especially if you're under 59 and a half, to pay off the mortgage. And that's just very, very expensive money. And you take out that kind of, you know, a large portfolio, you're not tax managing here. Now you're jumping brackets. Now, unless you're already in the $500,000 income market, which means you probably wouldn't be worried about the mortgage at that point, you're just jumping brackets to a point where it's going to hurt you tax-wise. It's not very efficient. You've gone from where you could have been in the 15% bracket all the way up to the 39.6% bracket, more than double the cost. And then if you're in a state, that adds to that too. So now, a state that taxes it.
Now, that's somebody who has the cash to pay it off.
That's people that have the cash, but it's inside the IRA.
Right, yeah. And so, obviously, because you got to pay taxes on that money when it comes out, it's, as you said, it's very expensive to do.
I also don't like paying down the mortgage with lump sums, but not being able to change my payment.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. If you've got questions on any of this mortgage stuff or anything else, can be totally off topic, that's perfectly fine with us. Give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We will talk more about who might consider and who might not consider, and then some strategies on doing so. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back after this.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
You're listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I remember this scene. This was interesting. Welcome back to the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We're here answering your money questions. There's another hour just ahead for many people, many cities across the country, so join us for that. And if you can't join us for that, you can either watch us live on Facebook or watch us live at wealthed.com. That's the other place to do it. Our website, wealthed.com. A lot of things to get to. Still a bunch of topics left on the table, and we will try to cover as many of them as we can. We'll take your phone calls at 877-PLANNER. We'll also answer your emails, whatever you send to us there at wealthed.com. And we do have some that I would like to cover because I can probably spend at least a segment or so answering each one. There's some really, really good topics. All right, so let's just sort of finish up on this, Professor Plum, to sum up what we were saying with regard to who should pay off the mortgage and who should not. You know, it's tough to say. I think it's tougher to tell somebody they should not pay off their mortgage unless it's absolutely certain that the money that they're going to need to pay down that mortgage is going to cost them more in the long run. But again, speaking strictly on a numbers perspective, right?
Well, it is. And paying extra against your mortgage to turn it into a shorter mortgage, it depends on how much shorter that is. As I mentioned, if you've got a 21-year time horizon still, it's about the investment time horizon compared to the cost. Do you think that you can earn? And this is where discipline does come in. I mean, as I've mentioned, I know people that it's much easier for them to put money against their mortgage than to put it into their Roth IRA for whatever reason. They just don't do the investing part, but paying down the mortgage, they will do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but does it really help? You know, so if I have a $200,000 mortgage, and I put an extra $100 a month against it, but 5 years from now, I need some money. How do I get it back? How do I do anything? I'd have to borrow the money against the house. And by even if I came up with, I have a $200,000 mortgage and, you know, I won some money or I got a bonus of $20,000, do I put it against the mortgage? Because if I put it against the mortgage, what am I saving? 4%? I'm basically earning 4% on the money. But if I take my $200,000 mortgage, put $20,000 against it, and turn it into a $180,000 remaining mortgage, sure, it's going to shorten my time horizon, but my payment didn't change. It doesn't help me right now. It doesn't do anything for me. So I would much rather use that $20,000 to invest. And like I said earlier, I've seen people paying their mortgage down while they still had $20,000, $30,000 in 18%+ credit card debt. Now, that's not a very efficient use of money, paying down 3%, 4%, even 5% deductible interest and leaving 18%, 19%, 20% or more non-deductible interest out there growing or accruing or however you want to say it. So it's all about the time horizon, what we're doing with the money, how much are we earning on it versus how much we are spending on it, because there is a cost to that money. So going, you know, and most people that tell you, look at all the interest you're paying, you're saving. It's true. If you have a $200,000 4% interest rate mortgage over the 30 years, you'll end up paying, if all you did was pay the minimum payment, you'll end up paying about $144,000 in interest. So if you can shorten it, you'll save some of that interest. If you can pay it off today, you will save that interest. But they're ignoring the fact that $144,000 in interest may have saved you $20,000 or $30,000 in taxes, They're ignoring the fact that the money that you put towards the mortgage would have, could have potentially been earning something. And so it could have maybe earned more than $140,000. If over the 20-year period of time that was left on the mortgage, you earned 5% instead of the cost of the mortgage of 4%, you'd have, you know, you would have earned $150,000, $160,000 plus the tax savings on that. So it's not just the interest that you're saving. Unfortunately, that's what everybody focuses on. Mm-hmm. It's the opportunity cost of what that money could have been doing for you in the meantime. So it's just a matter of looking at it and saying, what is the most efficient use given the time horizon that I'm dealing with? As I mentioned, if you can have it paid off in 3 years, it's difficult to earn the amount of money that most mortgages cost over a 3-year period of time. If it's a 20-year, 15-year, I do believe that on a dollar cost averaging basis, because that's how you're paying off the mortgage anyway, right? Extra money in every month. And where does dollar cost averaging help us? On a fixed expense, a fixed rate of return? No, it helps us on a variable, volatile. So using growth investments over a 20-year period of time, yeah, I think you can do better than the cost of the mortgage, and you will be ahead of the game.
Yeah. Now we're talking once again strictly, Professor Plum, in terms of numbers. Arbitrage. Is it cost you more to take the money out than you're going to get as a benefit paying off the mortgage? Strictly on numbers terms. But then you have the overriding emotional aspect of it. And I've seen this too, and I've known people who said, you know, I've got, you know, we're young, I got 50, I purposely got a 15-year mortgage, I'm going to pay that 15-year mortgage off even ahead of schedule now, in spite of the fact that this extra $300 or $400 a month I could be putting into my 401k, in spite of the fact that there's a match and I'm not getting this match, I'm going to put it toward...
Giving up a match is not a good idea.
Well, I understand that, but they're saying... I want to make sure that this thing is paid off, and I don't care.
Well, then the emotional side of it trumps the financial side. And
yeah,
that's fine.
It wins
that's
over.
Fine.
And there is, I want to emphasize
nothing
the point
wrong
that there's
with
nothing
that.
Wrong with that. I mean, you're missing out. You're probably going to be money behind.
Are you as efficient as you potentially could be from the financial side? Probably not. Are you emotionally happy and you sit well, you sleep well at night and everything's great?
Right.
Yeah. And there's, like I said at the beginning of this hour, there's nothing wrong with paying off the mortgage,
no.
You know, and having being debt-free.
No.
It's just, it's, can you do it a little bit more efficiently?
Well, that's the thing. And this goes along, too, Professor, with other investments, not just paying off your mortgage. You know, if you look at something like an immediate annuity right now, interest rates are rotten. If they go up, you're going to, you know, probably regret, at least from a rate of return standpoint, putting one, buying one. But there are people who say, I don't care. I'm going to put
this
in.
Income is the only thing that matters.
The income, and not just the income, but the guaranteed aspect of the income, where I know how much I'm getting, I know what my worst case scenario is. You might say, hey, well, then if that's the case, hey, more power to you on that, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no wrong answer. It's just a matter of what's more efficient. And so when I pay off my mortgage and, you know, a couple $100 more a month, I round up my mortgage anyway. So, I mean, but that's more of a just an ease of, well, I don't even write a check anymore. I'm just, that's an ease of clicking the buttons on the computer. But
auto pay. You don't even have to click them anymore.
And when I set up my auto pay, which I did do,
yeah,
I set it
too.
Up at a round number.
Me
I,
too. That's fine with me. It doesn't have to be exact.
That's not a conscientious effort to pay it off soon.
No, it's just, you know, it's easier to
do. I just like round numbers.
Adding, you know, yeah, exactly. Even putting the cents in isn't any fun. We're out of time for this hour. We're going to talk more about this next hour. If you need the brain trust, talk to Professor Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. They'll help you out across the country. 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. Stick around.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.